Fight Developers Charter. Changes to planning law brought about by the Localism Act 2011 were supposed to give communities the opportunity to shape development in their area. Developers were supposed to consult local communities before submitting a planning application. Increasing democracy and giving members of the public greater influence over the big decisions that affect their lives were supposed to be the hallmarks of the new legislation. What a failure. What a lie. Let me tell you my story. I live in a perfectly ordinary part of York. Our quiet, narrow little street has a diverse mix of residents from young families, students and the elderly. At the corner stands a Wesleyan Methodist chapel from the early 1880s. Since the 1970s, the chapel has been used by the NHS as office space. But recently, it has been sold due to being surplus to requirements. We heard rumors that a developer wanted to convert it into a supermarket. Concerned by the potential for increased traffic, we approached the council to raise our concerns. We were told to wait until a planning application had been made. We were impotent. All the while, the developer was engaged in exclusive discussions with planning officers. When the application was submitted, it would be recommended for approval, despite there being no public consultation. But it gets worse. Local councillors refused, point blank, to discuss our concerns. They likely didn't even read the many objections that had been submitted. They were led by officers who are overworked and fearful of repercussions from the developer's army of solicitors if approval isn't granted. Residents were cast aside as an irrelevance, almost a nuisance in the process. This is not unusual. This is how the planning system works. Residents have no voice. Change planning laws. Everyone should have a say and be heard. Please help by signing our petition. Petition.parliament.uk web link. Andrew Dickinson, York.